Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Competition among internet criminals heats up, and a new way to measure greenhouse gases. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new report on internet security says fierce competition among identity thieves is driving down prices for stolen data and forcing criminals to adopt mainstream business tactics. The latest internet security threat report by Symantec says in the last 6 months of 2007, credit card numbers were selling for as little as 40 cents each, less than half what they went for earlier in the year. Symantec's Wayne Perriman says internet fraudsters are hiring teams of hackers to create new viruses and offering volume discounts on stolen data to encourage larger orders. What's more, he says, they're outsourcing work to countries like Romania, Peru, and China.
It's a result of pressures from, you know, credit card companies are doing more monitoring. It's a result of ISPs doing more filtering. And it's a result of security industry being able to detect activities going on and shutting them down. So they're moving in order to try to get more return on investment into areas that has less legislation and so forth.
Wayne Perriman is Director of Operations for Symantec Security Response. Well, scientists have developed a new system for mapping carbon dioxide emissions in the U.S. that provides 100 times more detail than previous maps. Researchers at Purdue University have created a system for tracking the hourly output of carbon dioxide, the greenhouse gas that's linked to global warming. CO2 is produced when fossil fuels are burned in power plants, factories, highways, and more. Lead researcher Kevin Gurney.
We can say how much CO2 emissions occur in a particular 10-kilometer grid cell due to natural gas home heating. We can get down to that level of detail. We can also identify how much CO2 is coming out of a particular road segment from, let's say, light-duty passenger vehicles versus 16-wheel trucks.
Why is this level of detail important?
We like to think that this level of detail is going to facilitate good, smart, efficient policy solutions by targeting the places where we can make the most improvement in our emissions.
Have you learned anything new by looking at this data at such a great level of detail, or did you dispel any notions that we once had?
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing that we found is that in the past, prior to this project, we had used population as kind of a proxy, if you will, for where we thought all the fossil fuel CO2 emissions were. And of course, that makes a lot of sense. Where people live and where there's a lot of industry and population density, you would expect more emissions. But what we found is that's not, in many cases, really true. Big power plants, of course, are sometimes out in the middle of nowhere. Interstate highways are not always where people live. And we've noticed that a lot of the emissions are a little more shifted to the southeastern United States than what we thought, because we were putting them really over larger population centers and less in semi-rural areas where actually a lot of manufacturing goes on.
That's Kevin Gurney, an atmospheric scientist with Purdue University. To see the new carbon dioxide mapping system in action, visit futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.